Exercise 19. Consultation 1. Listen to part of a consultation in a professor's office.
You wanted to talk about the results of your laboratory experiment? Did you have any problems with it?
Yes, Professor Smith, we did.
And you two are lab partners?
Yes, we are.
Well then, can you go over the procedure for me?
Sure. First, we put 10 grams of crushed limestone in a bottle.
Anything special about the bottle?
It was a gas collecting bottle with a one-hole stopper and bent glass tubing.
Very good. So you put the limestone in a gas collecting bottle. Then what?
Then we poured in 10 milligrams of hydrochloric acid, put on the stopper, and collected a bottle of carbon dioxide.
Right. What was the method of collection?
Water displacement.
Good.
Then we lit a magnesium ribbon and put it in the bottle of carbon dioxide.
And carbon deposits began to form on the bottom of the bottle. You see, we didn't have any problem with procedure.
Well, we had a little problem getting the magnesium ribbon to stay lit until we could get it into the bottle.
Okay, but we did it. The big problem was that we really didn't understand what happened. Did the magnesium combine with the oxygen in the carbon dioxide?
You have just answered your own question, Bob. The burning magnesium broke the carbon-oxygen bonds in the carbon dioxide, and then the oxygen combined with the magnesium to produce magnesium oxide.
And the carbon was freed to deposit itself on the bottle.
Exactly.
Number one, what is the purpose of this consultation? Two, what was deposited on the bottom of the gas bottle? Three, what caused the deposits? Four, where does this consultation take place? Five, what can we infer from this consultation? Consultation 2. Listen to part of a consultation with a professor.
Dr. Anderson, could you please clarify the requirements for this course? Some of us are a little bit confused about the final examination.
Oh? Well, you have two options in this course. You can either take a final examination, or you can write a research paper instead.
Excuse me, Dr. Anderson. That's the point I need you to clarify. What kind of research paper did you have in mind? An original study, a report, a book review, perhaps?
A report. A summary, really, based upon a reading list of current research in the field.
How long should the reports be?
Length is really not important. I should think that it would take at least 10 pages in order to develop the topic, however.
And should we check the topic with you before we begin writing?
You may if you wish, but the only requirement is that it relate to current trends in United States foreign policy. Are you considering writing a paper, Jane?
I'm not sure. I think that I'd like to know a little bit more about the examination.
All right. 100 multiple choice questions covering both the lectures and the outside readings.
Didn't you say that you would give us 1 hour for the examination?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to do the paper then.
Me too.
Number one, what prompted the consultation? Two, what kind of research paper has Dr. Anderson assigned? Three, what kind of examination has Dr. Anderson prepared? 4. Which option do the students choose? Five. Based upon the consultation, which course does Dr. Anderson most probably teach?